as I lay my burden down. Glory, glory, well, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, as I lay my burden down, well, glory, 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 glory. My burden down. Friends don't treat me. Friends don't treat me like they used to. Like they used to. No. Oh, since I laid my burden down. Friends don't treat me. Friends don't treat like they used to. Burden down. I've been feeling, hey, well, I've been feeling, hallelujah, so much better. Oh, since I laid my burden down, I've been feeling so much better since I laid my burden down. Come on. I'm going home to, yes, we are, Lord, live with Jesus. Oh, since I lay my burden down, I'm going home to live with you, Lord, since I lay my burden down, Lord. Oh, since I lay my burden down, Lord. Oh, burden down, since I lay. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Oh, since I lay my burden down. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay. Amen. Let's try this. Will the circle be broken? Will
the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home. There's a better home awaiting. Home away. Since I lay, oh my, in the sky, glory, glory, well, glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, since I lay my burden down, well, glory, 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 hallelujah. Since I lay, come on, one more time. Well, glory, 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 hallelujah, Lord. Oh, since I lay my burden down. Well, glory, 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 hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down. Praise the Lord. Amen. You get to feeling a little light-footed. Amen. Jump over to run through a troop and jump over a wall. Praise the Lord. Amen. You all may have your seats. Amen. We're going to ask Sister Birds to come this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You weren't prepared. You were about to ask. Oh, you're going to come. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praises due, I stand in awe of you. Praise the Lord. Praise your sister.
Pressing my battle. You're still pressing your battle this morning. Amen. Praise God. Let's try this one. Since it may work yet, but I believe you can do it. Praise God. You know I'm still pressing my battle. Oh, I'm bound, determined to run on all the way. Oh, here y'all. Won't be very long till I press my way back home. I gotta press on. Hey, I press on all the way. Yes, I say I'm still pressing my battle. Every day I'm determined to run on all the way. It won't be very long till I press my way back home. I gotta press on. Hey, I press on all the way. You see, I learned a lesson from a little lily. It was struggling way deep the miry clay. Spun by sheer desire, that lily sprang up higher. Makes me press on all the way. Yes, I say I'm still pressing my battle. Oh, I'm bound, determined, all the way. Hey. It won't be very long till I press my way back home. Oh, I'll press on. Hey, I'll press on all the way. God provided for a tiny sparrow. Surely he will meet my every need. How can I give up? Makes me press on all the way. Yes, I say I'm still pressing my battle. Saints, I'm bound, determined, run on all the way. Hey. It won't be very long till I press my way back home. Oh, I'll press on. Hey, I'll press on all the way. You see, that race has not been given to the swift one, but it's to him that will endure till the end. When I press my final round, makes me press on. Hey, I press on all the way. Yes, I say I'm still, still, still pressing my battle. Every day I'm determined, right on all the way. Hey, 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 hey. It won't be very long till I press my way back home. Oh, I'll press on. Hey, I'll press on. Storm through the rain, through sickness, through my pain, I'm gonna press. I'm gonna press, I'm gonna press on, I'm gonna pray on, I'm gonna stay on, I'm gonna press. I'm gonna press on, I'm gonna press on, I'm gonna press on, I'm gonna press, 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 press. Press all the way, all the way, all the way. All the way. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many still pressing the battle this morning? Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Sister Burns. That would never get old. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to see Sister Dixon back in the house of the Lord. Amen. The Lord has been mighty good to her. He's been even better to us to bring her back. Praise the Lord. I received a prayer request this morning from Brother Jack. It says, God bless. I want to submit this prayer request for Sister, I guess it's Saget, Sajay. Amen. Sister Sajay, she is under severe attack in her health and she needs God to intervene. Amen. So we want to bring her before the Lord this morning, and no doubt each one of us has a prayer request, amen, upon our hearts. So we want to bring those before the Lord as well. Amen. Sister, may I have the announcements this morning? Praise the Lord. Amen. Yesterday was Sister Brown's birthday. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our precious sister, the original Sister Brown. What can Brown do for you? Hallelujah. Amen. We have service Wednesday night at 7:30. We'll continue to stream online, virtual online. Excuse me, through Twitter, Facebook, and the church's website, john423.org. On Twitter, you can find us at Spirit of Truth T. On Facebook, it's SAT Tabernacle, and we have Sisters Virtual Prayer Tuesday at 7:30. And Friday's tape service, Let Your Light So Shine. Amen. Let Your Light So Shine. That's 61-0903. And also remember, the combined service coming up in Miami, Florida, September 29th at Eagles Temple with Brother Bernard. So we want to continue to pray about that, for that service. And also we want to attend that service to help our brothers and sisters, to encourage them in the battle. Amen. And as for our giving, for those in the sanctuary, there's a wooden box in the back. You can drop your giving in there as you leave. There's three ways of giving online: Zelle, Cash App, and PayPal. We ask that you use Zelle. They don't have any fees. The handle that you would use is given at john423.org. For Cash App and PayPal transaction, please email trustee@john423.org. And for those who desire to mail in their giving, the address is at the bottom of the screen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's bow our heads one more time. Father God, we come again, Lord, before your throne, Lord, bringing our sister Sajay, Lord, before you. Father, she's a precious sister, Lord Jesus. And Father, she's been fighting with that cancer for a long time, Lord Jesus. And Father, she's under attack, Lord. And she's attacking the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if Satan is attacking the body of the Lord Jesus, and if he's afflicting her, he's afflicting us all, Lord, because we're one in you. And Father God, we ask, Almighty God, that you move on the scene, Lord, for you were wounded for her transgressions. You were bruised for her iniquity. The chastisement of her peace was upon you. And with your stripes, she was healed. That work is already done. Just as you have saved a soul, you have healed her body. Satan, you take your filthy hands off our sister. You release her now and go back to the pits of hell from whence you came and touch her no more. Almighty God, no doubt your people have desires in their hearts. We have loved ones that we're believing you for, Lord. And we want to continuously bring them before you, asking Almighty God that you will move on the scene, Lord, and touch their hearts and turn their lives around, Lord. Father, this is the final hour, Lord. And Father, soon, Lord God, you will come and take your bride away, and there will be nothing left but judgment to the Gentiles. We don't want our family to be partakers of that, Lord, so we're asking, oh Father, save them now, Lord Jesus. Move on the scene and be our help. Father, we also bring before you, Lord, our giving. Lord Jesus, we don't pay our tithes, we give to you, Lord. You're not our employee. You're our God. So, Father, as we give unto you from our hearts, Lord, bless the people. As you have blessed us that we may give, bless us again, Lord Jesus, that we may continue to give and bless others along the way. May this tithing and offering be used for the upbuilding of the kingdom. Continue to bless your people. Bless our brother Jerry, Lord God, as he prepares his heart. It's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Charisse, will you come this morning? Hallelujah. Everybody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Say it again, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Press on,
yeah.
In Jesus' name.
choices are hard, and when we're battered and so scarred, and when we spend all our resources, and when we've given our all, in Jesus' name we press on.
Amen. He is that strength that keeps us pressing on. Amen. God bless you, Sister Charisse. We really appreciated that. Amen. Saints, will you stand to your feet with me? Amen. We're going to invite Brother Jerry to come at this time. I'll praise you in this storm. I will lift my hands. You are who you are. No matter where I am, and every tear I cry, you hold in your hand. You never left my side. Though my heart is torn, praise you in the storm. Praise the Lord. You may have your seat. I forgot. I need to bring Brother Troy up. Amen. God bless you, my brother. Thank you for coming.
Praise the Lord. How's everybody this morning? Amen. Amen. I say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Everybody tired from the weekend? Still trying to get it, but I tell you what, we had a wonderful time in Jesus' name. A wonderful time it was better than I anticipated. Amen. A lot more work than I anticipated. But that's all right. Because when you know you're impacting the lives of others, amen, it's worth it all. Amen. And this weekend showed us what we were capable of. What we were capable of. And I like to say that last week was our inaugural. We just know what to expect now. We're getting a lot of different, I'm sure everybody has different reports of things that have happened and the good reports that we're getting from the weekend. I know Sister Verna and Jimmy, their nephew, who is the principal of the school, was saying that the custodians that was there had nothing but great things to say about us. Nothing but great things to say. And the one of the custodians said he had been there for 30 years, 37, and he had never seen nothing like that at that place. So we're making an impact. Amen. And I've let people hear it, and it was on. I've seen people put up things on Facebook, and they just had a time, just had a wonderful time. And the community is curious. Who is that mega church? So welcome to the mega church. We're small, but we're powerful. Amen. And in Jesus' name, we press on. It seemed to be the theme of this morning, that we're tired and the devil is attacking different ones, but we press on. Amen. Sister Bird sung the song, Pressing the Battle. Amen. And Sister Cherise came right behind and said, in Jesus' name, we press on. So though we're tired and we might be a little under the weather, it might be raining outside, but we press on, my brothers and sisters. Amen, because we're not pressing just for us. Amen. There are millions of people out there. There's little Mexicans and Spanish and Cuban and Puerto Rican, and that I always question, because the prophet spent a lot of time here in South Florida. So where are the children and the grandchildren of those people that was going to those meetings then? Amen. We're doing these things to catch that trout. We do these things not to pump ourselves up, but we're trying to catch that rainbow trout. Amen. And say, hey, we're over here. I remember you might remember your grandma talking about this Branham. There's a church here. But we have to work. We have to work. Amen. We have to continue to press. Thank God for a pastor with a vision. Amen. To do what we pulled off. Thank God for all of those who put their shoulder to the wheel. Yes. Amen. And that's the soreness and the tiredness. They work. God bless you. Yes. I, you know, when I said I was going to come up here and do this, I just want to do this one thing. Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. Spirit and Truth Tabernacle, y'all ain't nothing to play with. From the singers to the musicians, amen, to those who got their little intricate part, to the decorating, amen, to the whole thing. I mean, God bless you. Amen. I'd like to, God bless you to Sister Jessica. God bless you. Good to have you with us this morning. Amen. She was here Wednesday night. Amen. And we have Sister Isabella. I got to stand way back so it don't be bluer. Mazaru. Mazaru. God bless you. God bless you, Sister. Sister Mazaru is from Acre, and she's working here for the next year on a visa. Am I correct? And she's going to be attending church here. So y'all make sure that you introduce yourselves and make her feel at home. Amen. Here at Spirit and Truth. We're your second family in West Palm Beach. God bless you. Amen, Brother Solomon. Amen.
Stand to your feet. Amen. Spirit of Truth, this past weekend, this little bitty mega church has impacted the world. Amen. One man with God is a majority. So he was doing great things with this little group. And Brother Jerry, he wanted us to bring him out on this song. I'll praise him in the storm. So we'll invite Brother Jerry at this time. Let's sing this little chorus together. I'll praise him in the storm.
I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, 'cause you are who you are. No matter where I am, in every tear I cry, you hold in your hand.
The Lord, let us bow. Dear Heavenly Father, great Jehovah, Lord, we thank you this morning because you have gathered us together, Lord, once more. Father God, we are here because this is the day that you made. Lord, you ordained everything to be in its place. Father, you anointed us this morning with the songs of praise. And now, Lord, it is the time for the ministering of your word. Father, we pray that you would circumcise the hearts of your people, Lord. Circumcise my lips, Lord Jesus. That, Father, you would use it to speak to your people this morning, Lord. Father, I pray that lives will be changed, oh God. I pray that lives be drawn closer, Father. God, may we not leave here the same way we came in. And Lord, I pray that, oh God, you would continue to help, oh Lord. Remember the different requests that were lifted before you, Father. Father, you are a redeemer. You are still a deliverer. Father, no one is here this morning by accident. And for those that are streaming, they're not watching by accident. So Father, pray that you would speak a word in due season, Lord. Have your way, oh Father. May Jesus Christ we pray. Praise the Lord. I greet you all this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Ms. I certainly want to thank. It was really hard back there to stay still. And, you know, like Brother Choice said, it really speaks of the magnitude of just how God has used gifts that he's placed in the body. So we thank him for that. And my family throughout the weekend, I stand with that same testimony like that. So it was certainly a prefigure of what we'll be stepping into. Amen. So we want to turn our Bibles this morning to verse 11. And there's a few verses that I want to read. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 11. And then we'll turn to 1 Corinthians. Say amen when you're there. They change their gods, which are yet no gods, but my change their glory for that which doth not profit. Let us turn to 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 15. Say amen when you're there. Say, behold, a mystery. Shall all be changed. Praise the Lord. Go ahead and turn to your neighbor and say, I shall be changed. And so that is the title this morning. We want to speak on the subject of change. And this inspiration came from when I last ministered to the youth going beyond the camp. And I got home with me on camp around the reality of someone experiencing change in their lives. So this is through the word and just see how God speaks to us. But here in Jeremiah 2, it says, "Hath a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit." So I want to point out, and my heart always gravitate to the young people, but I'm sure this will be a word for us all. When it comes to this life that we're being given by the Lord, we're living in a time. Things that used to have certain meanings no longer have those meanings. The things that were common sense are no longer common sense. And it says, "Hath the nation changed their gods?" This nation have certainly changed their gods. And when you look at what it says, "My people have changed their glory." For the morning, the devil's only going to offer you a cheap deal that has no return. So think about what it is you are putting your time in, what it is that made your glory. Think about what it gives you in return. There's only one thing that has a benefit, and that's the Lord. That is the word of God, right? The scripture says, "Bless the Lord, not all of his benefits." So there are benefits to serving the Lord. Now, change is something that's all around. It is inevitable and it is necessary. Wherever you change, nature changes, seasons changes. As a student, you go from one grade to the next. So there is change all around us. But I want to point out there is a final change that'll take place. And it's a change that will, a change perfect. In the message, the unchangeable things change, time changes, people changes, the weather changes, but God is unchangeable. He does not change. He's the same all the time. So if everything changes, but God does not change, and we are of God change. When we think about our lives, the reason why change is necessary is because God has a plan to bring back a redemptive lives, not yet fully written. And God has a desire to unveil us and reveal himself through us. Now, nature is something that never has, it goes through its change, but its very meaning and what it does has never changed from the beginning of time. So it goes through a cycle. So if you take a caterpillar, for example, it changes from a itty bitty worm to a butterfly. So it evolves to something better. It evolves to a place where it can manifest more abilities that was already there. So our God has a plan for us this morning that when we go through a change that we're not tapping into yet. So that butterfly is no longer limited by certain attributes, right? Because its nature has been changed. Praise the Lord. God has given to manifest that. The prophet says here in the message, is church can have the rapture. It's God. We can't even have faith for divine healing, let alone rapturing faith. Got to have faith that'll change and quicken this body and be tonight. A pot, and it'll flatter us. Not some true, genuine Holy Ghost thing is yours. The anointing is yours, Lord. Changing his nature. He remains the same. He only changes his form. Think about the way God has changed form. God was a whirlwind to Job. He was like a back of a man to Moses when Moses wanted to see him. He was like a pillar of fire to the children of Israel and a pillar of fire to Paul. So Jehovah of the Old Testament, of the New Testament. So I want to be an evil counselor. He is. He says, like Elijah was at Dothan. See, the servant could all those angels. God just changed. Not brought the angels down, but he changed the scene of the servant. And there was the mountain of angels and fire and horses of fire. The thing is already there. So what am I trying to say? Is that God that always was is here. The only thing he done when he went became a man, he changed his mask. He, this, and Morphe, he changed himself to what he was to what he is. Or mask, another act. So maybe there are some of us here today that need to a process of God changing our scene so that we can look at what really right? Not looking at the conditions of our bodies, not looking, but looking at what is unseen. God can change your seeing, whatever it is. Now, I want to. Now, Abraham is one that experienced a lot of change in his life. One of the first changes Abraham called him out. God dealt with the soul of Abraham by letting him know that he was chosen of God. The first thing God does when he calls you out is total separation. So you cannot be serving God and be holding on to things of the world or holding on to a family or whatever it is out of Chaldees. So it says, now the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee from father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse thee, and all families of thee be blessed. And so Abraham and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And I like what it says there. I thought it was interesting where it says Lot went with a weight of responsibility to look over Lot after his father passed. No matter the circumstance, when God calls a man, he calls the man to total separation. God could not bless Abraham and everyone else. You see? And when you look at Abraham being 75 years old, it shows that it's never God to do a work in your life. God's Abraham's greatest purpose was fulfilled at the latter stages of his life. God dealt with Abraham by quickening his soul, and God also dealt with Abraham by dealing with his spirit. That God dealt with his soul is that when your need be, which is Christ, you can't be identified with your old nature. You can't with the things that you used to do. You have to be identified with you. Something that can hold you. Something that can sustain you. God also dealt with the spirit of Abraham. And we in Abraham to Abraham. And this was necessary for Abraham to go through it so that he could receive the promised son. He had to be in condition for decision. So Abraham experienced a change in his nature, a change in his soul by bringing him back to what God called him to be. And then he body changed. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to read here from looking at the unseen. The prophet says here, and we read that Abraham, he was a just man. He lived in the city of Ur in the land of Chaldeans, and just an ordinary man of everyday walk. But one day he come in contact with God, and Abraham was changed from that day on. No matter how well he attended his church, he met God, he was a changed man. And I believe that has not ceased to exist today. A man may be a loyal church member, walking upright before his neighbor and his family, but when he meets God, he's a man. So I want to encourage the young people that change is still possible. Change what the season saints. The enemy presents certain situations, but you're never out of God's range for him to change you. Change for the better. God's desire is to reproduce more of himself. Praise God. In paragraph, the prophet of God says, when a man once catches that vision of the invisible God and know that he's always present, there is something that stabilizes that man's actions. And in the time of distress, it'll still make him look upward of the things that are happening around him by promise. So Abraham came in contact with the Lord himself. And there's a pastor was over this the past few weeks, and I thought it was very, very a confirmation to me in my studying. But as I was studying, I realized when the Lord, and we know the Lord that was presented to Abraham was Melchizedek. Melchizedek was the Lord himself. So Melchizedek, the scripture says he has no beginning, he has no end, no father, no mother, nor beginning of days. The inspiration of what happened in the beginning, right? And he points out that the difference between us and Christ is that we bypass the theory. was the theophany. Melchizedek was the theophany that was presented to Abraham, that visited Abraham in those days. So the prophet Melchizedek, he says, now his first being was a spirit, supernatural, all right, the great eternal. Second, called the word, a body. He was called Melchizedek. He was in the form of theophany. A theophany is something that you could not see. It could be, cannot see it. And when I read that, I just thought to myself, how was Abraham able to see Melchizedek? Abraham had a revelation that he was just one Lord, right? And then I thought to myself in studying that God had to change Abraham's seeing to realize who it was, who the Lord was, that he was Melchizedek. Because he was the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, praise the Lord. Amen. Message. He says, now we see the attribute turned into the word form body of theophany. This body is subject to the word body. Now the difference between him and you, a son, he was at the beginning the word and more faith in that person of Melchizedek. Then later we never heard no more of Melchizedek. Melchizedek was the priest, but he, because in that form he knowed all things and he never been able to know that yet. You come like that. But when we have, we're here to be tempted. We come here to be tried. And the purpose of our trying is so that we can be changed. The purpose of our trying, is that right? Amen. So when life, they realize that there is a reward in the midst of the trial. And the reward is coming to trial. Coming to a place where you find who you are and what God has called you for. Boy, I grew up my whole life in church with my parents. And she was made grow up in the message. I grew up in a Pentecostal life. I was in my heart to serve God. Yes. I didn't know much in the Bible. So I was at a junction where I had to make a choice. If I'm going to serve God, I need to know what's in it for me. Right? I need to know what the purpose of me is all about. Right? So I prayed and I started going to church with my friends. I started to seek the Lord in many ways. And growing up in a Creole home, the word was always ministered in our native language. So I went and bought my mother bought me a Creole Bible, a French Bible, and to finding out what was in it for me. Because I didn't understand. I was old, I had other priorities. I had a basketball to do with my friends. There was one thing that seemed, and I needed to know what is the purpose of all of this. So God started dealing with me. And after going to several churches with my friends, that satisfaction was not met. But it was one day I had two cousins of mine and they asked me. And they said, Jerry, I would really like it if you came to our church one day. A few other times they came, Jerry, you got to come visit our church. It's I'm telling you, you'll be blessed. So I said, you know what? I'll come and visit. So I come one Sunday morning. I take my seat. And I hear the ministering of the word and church voice. A stranger they'll not follow. I have not left ever since. That was about 12 years ago at Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. I was invited by two of my cousins. By them having a revival within themselves, wanted me to be a part of that same revival. I heard the ministering of the word. I know who the prophet was. I was ridiculed by my parents for leaving the church that I grew up in. But there was something on the inside that had a greater longing that needed to be changed. And when it came out of him, is that right? And that's what God does. When change, God has a desire to bring restoration, and God will reveal more of himself in life. Praise the Lord. Now, we want to just turn our Bibles to Luke 22, verse 31. And as we turn there, I just want to encourage our young people that what home you find, what family you find yourself in, when you take a stand in a cycle of change, let the biggest change go through be the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Satan had desire to have, but I... So I want you, just want to stop there for a moment. I want you to see here that Satan has a desire
to have every one of you. Satan has a desire and a plan to destroy you. But I like what says, I have prayed for thee. And he's talking about Simon. And we know that Simon is Peter. Now, it goes to his work. But Simon is there, and he's thinking to himself, I'm in the water. He's at time, thinking about, what is it? And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee. But praise is that he had was enough. He says, I will go both into prison and to death. And Christ answered, and he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. There is an already comes to it. There's a change that must take place, manifest more of himself in our lives. Now, Peter denied Christ three times, and I want to take a moment to read that in the same chapter in the 54th verse. It says, then took they them and led him and brought him into the high priest's house. Peter followed afar off. Now, as Peter is looking afar off, but this was rather the closest that he's ever been to being redeemed. So, and when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he had sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, this man was also with him. See, they thought they were rebuking Peter, but they were really giving him a compliment. It goes on to say, verse 57, I know him not. And after a man, he says, woman, I know him not. And after a little while, another saw him and said, thou art also of them. Another compliment. And Peter said, man, I am not. And about the space of 1 hour, after another confidently affirmed, saying, of a truth, also was with him, for he is a Galilean. So he remembered the Lord, how he had thrice and wept bitterly. Now, as we look at this saint ordained, and this moment of Peter's life was building something out of Peter, something that needed to go through the process of change so that it could be used at a later time, right? And here we see that Peter's reaction to what just happened. Now, the scripture doesn't say that Peter repented, but I can say that is an act of repentance, act of being sorrow. And when the ways you've been, the life that you've lived before the Lord, right? It can produce either two things. It can produce a godly sorrow. Repentance is the gateway for change to manifest itself in your life. Now, the scripture have a godly sorrow. And repentance is the foundation of any change that'll manifest for the person. You must go through it's not just a matter of saying, I'm sorry. It's what is taking place after you've said the words, I'm sorry, right? The scripture says in verse 10 in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, he says, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. So there are things that's going to be, but I want to say this morning that when you go through the natural courses of change and you recognize that your heart has been pricked and now you realize that you need to change, do not let that pass you by. Feeling or that experience pass you by. You have to go through the process of change. Pray. So Peter had to go through that process, and I can imagine the disciples being scattered and say, Peter, hey, how you doing? Peter with his head down. That gets you to sanctification. Scripture says, as we know it, Pharisees, why do you sit with the sinners and publicans? He answered, he says, I have not come to call sinners. I'm to call the righteous. But I've called the need not a physician. Right? So if there's a need, then there's a God present to meet that need and to bring about. Now, the prophet says here, as paragraph 221, it says it's got to be a change. There's got to be a change. Here it is, a change of heart. And so you don't see that anymore. You just see the Lord Jesus. You see, righteousness and holiness and purity and love and grace, that's when you've been changed. What is a convert? Convert means to change something over. And your thoughts, your habits, your being has been changed from a sinner to a Christian. First thing, you know it in your heart, then you express it with your lips. So change you and your brothers, change something over, right? So in John chapter 21, his life, around the same segment, around the same moment, in verse 3, we want to pick this up. I go fishing. Character. Had leadership qualities where naturally people just followed him. And we find him here where, when it was all said and done, he wanted to go back to what he used to do as a father of the earth. And that night, they caught nothing. So here, they were already in familiar territory. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not unto them, children, have ye any meat? Then cast the net on the right side, and ye shall find. Cast and draw it for the morning. Another familiar scene that they've had, our disciple whom Jesus loved, said unto the Lord. Now when Simon was the Lord, he girt his face and did cast himself into the sea. So Peter was not, but now I've changed Jesus that he may have left, but Jesus never left. He may have felt like he was far away than times. And sometimes you might feel like you're 1,000, but if you just, the prophet of God says he's always where you last left him. So Jesus didn't go anywhere. Now, Peter eventually went through his conversion. And I want to pick this up in Acts 2 verse. Now it says, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles and brethren, what shall we do? Amplified in Peter. Because when they asked, what shall we do? Peter had an experience. He had something that's been changed where he can give them the rest. Shall receive and to your children and to all that are far off, even as the many of the Lord shall call. And with many other words, I can only imagine what other words Peter was using, right? Maybe he says, I walked with him on the water and I thought I had faith. I failed him, but he failed me not, right? The song says he never failed me and he cannot, you know, left. And I asked him, what words of eternal life? Right? So Peter had something he could stand on. Yes, says in many, with many other words, did save yourselves from this untoward generation. And I want to say this to you, young people, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Yes, to really endure this untoward generation. It's going to take a chair with the Lord. The scripture says, I shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye, in a moment. Man to judgment. You thought maybe the Lord will take me. No, not only that, you're just getting ready to live. You ain't ready to live till you get the Holy Ghost. And then when you get the Holy Ghost, then you're fit, then you're just fit to live. You wasn't fit to live before that. See, but now you're just fit to live after you got the Holy Ghost. Ready to die. A victorious life over sin, death, and hell. He's my victory, and I'm his evidence. Victory. Amen. Paragraph 207 is, he says, how do you know you got it? I got it. Amen. He gave it to me by his grace. I feel it. I know it. I see it working in my life. It changed me. Look here. He said that I had passed from death unto life because he took my, he paid the price. Don't recognize what you say. If you want this, as you go the process of change, there's things that God will allow to come to allow you to go through so that greater attributes can be manifested in your life. There are things that you might have gone through for, going through a trial, your brother, it's for your sister. And so that when you are converted, you can strengthen your brothers. Praise the Lord. Now, we want to turn back. process of change. We'll read the first verse here. It says, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, if he might bring them bound into Jerusalem. So Paul had a very specific agenda, and that was to bind up the kids. And we all know the life of Paul and the story of Paul, right? So Paul went from binding Christians to then loosing Christians. And there was a complete 180 change in Paul's life, where you can see God allowed him to go through something so that certain attributes can be used, those same attributes, to then loose Christians, right? God might use your gift to glorify the world, right? But your gift is meant to glorify God. Your gift is meant to be a help to God. And bind Christians or loose Christians. If you commit your gift to God, it will loose Christians. And Paul, in his gift, in his ability, in his makeup, God had a purpose to use it. Praise the Lord. Now, we pick this up in Acts 13. We start at the second verse. As the Lord, he, Barnabas, and Saul, unto I have called, pray, laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed into Seleucia, and went to John to their minister. And when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, with the deputy and desire to hear the word of God. But Elymas the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood you surround yourself with, because specifically purposed to turn you away from the faith. The faith is what will keep to you when you're at a time of need. You have now is temporary. The Bible says the things that you see with your naked eye are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. So people with are purpose to turn you away from the faith. It had an experience. He went to New York City, and he was with, I forgot the man's name, the brother's name, but he took him to certain alleys. And when he went there, now they was just on the floor and some drunk and up to no good. Or he said to the brother, these people must have had some, they must have had it. Life must have really dealt with them in an awful way. And the brother says, you know, a lot of these people, they were some great men. And then to that, and the brother said to Brother Branham, he said, you know, that brother, he used to own this bank right across the street. And Brother Branham says, is that true? And Brother Branham went and approached him and spoke to him and says, hey, how, and the drunk man says, Branham says, I'm a minister. I cannot do that. But he said, I used to be the owner of this bank, but I went through a change. I went through this cycle. Left me a note, and she took off with the children. And from that time, I decided to take that time. That's when change settled in. So you could change for the worse. When the enemy presents an opportunity on offer to you, so be careful which one of the. All right. So praise the Lord. And it says, then Saul, who also is called the Holy Ghost, him and said, oh, full of subtlety and all mischief. See now, behold, the hand of the Lord shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately they fell on him a mist and a darkness. And he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. When he saw what was filled with the Holy Ghost, the expert, and then the manifestation of the spoken word. Forever. So you have that same power in you to speak to your family, to speak to your loved ones, that at the rather this world believes in replacement. Earlier this week, I took my tablet to the to Apple Store, and oh, if it could be the Apple Store, and I went in there and I said, hey, this is what the issue is. I'm just looking to see what the fix might be. And immediately, I went there looking to restore my tablet to the way it was, to the way I used to use it. There's nothing we can do here. If you it'll end up costing you more money. So it's just better off replacing it. You go to a car dealership. Maybe you have a car that you value. Rather than fixing it, they'll give you an offer to replace it. Right? But this morning, that when we find ourselves in trouble, when we need to be fixed, he doesn't look to replace us. He looks to restore us. Is that when you think that you hadn't get into? He doesn't replace you. He restores you. Praise the Lord. And speaking of restoration, I want to point this out. When we look at the life of Paul, and I want to just say Saul in this case, Saul wasn't replaced. Saul was restored. Is that right? Saul was restored back to Paul. That's who he was, right? The sinner or the redeemed. The redeemed was first, not the sinner. The prophet of God says here in the message, unveiling of God, he says, the same pillar of fire sent to Moses and to Paul that wrote the Bible, reveal it. The grace of God, a changing God, fulfilling St. John 14:12. The works that I do, you do also. Fulfilling Luke 17:28-29. In the last days, the Son of Man will be revealed. See Malachi 4. Behold, I send you Elijah, the prophet, that will restore the faith of the people back to original word. So when we see that Paul wrote the word, almost two-thirds of the New Testament, and the scripture says in the beginning was the word, there had to be a Paul back there to write the word. God, in dealing with Paul, he saw he deals with you in the midst of trial. God is looking at a finished work. Amen. He's looking at a finished product. And the purpose of the trial is... Turn to self. Praise God. Now, here we see a life of David. And David went through a pretty big trial. A trial, rather, he put upon himself. In a trial, it was David being in a place he had no... His men going forth to battle... And he decided to stay behind. And sometimes when you stay behind is when you find yourself in trouble. God wants to, not God, the enemy. He wants to keep you by yourself. And when he keeps you by yourself, he wants to tell you who you are. He wants to tell you your condition. He wants to tell you your report. But when you become and you get together with the saints, that's when God can speak to you. Because when you look at your brother, when you look at your sister, you're looking out of yourself. Praise God. He got a wife, a woman's husband, right? And he got Bathsheba to be his wife. And here he's speaking and having this conversation with Nathan. And Nathan is telling him here in verse 1. He says, and Nathan, the Lord sent Nathan unto him, and he said unto him, there was the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had brought and nourished up, and did eat of his own meat and drink of his own cousin, and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that poor man's lamb, and dressed it for the man that was come on him. And David kindled against the man and said to Nathan that had restored the lamb for us because he had no peace. And Nathan said to David, thou art the man. You want to be careful of how you judge another person's situation, because another person's situation might be your situation, right? And he says that that man shall surely die. But when he came to recognize that he was the man that Nathan was speaking of, David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord, and also put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. So I want to say here that God can override your own life. God can override what other people speak over your own life. Right? God has the fin. God can undo it. Praise the Lord. Now we pick this up in verse 20. Because unto and did die. He said, afraid that God would spare the child's life. But when David found out that the child was 20, then David arose from the earth and washed and anointed himself and changed his apparel and came into the house of the Lord and worshipped. Then he came to his own house, and when he required, they set bread before he did eat. So you see, when change is evident and ready to take place, nothing will stop it. David understood what he can do to undo what had happened to the loss of his son. The only thing that he could do was anoint himself, change his opinion. Sometimes it's necessary that at the end of life's trials, whatever it is, that we can change our demeanor and worship the Lord. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, it can happen ways. There's a change to this between us and the rich man. After I ministered the last time, is I thought about what someone might have to go through. And then I thought about a person's location can change that. And here, we pick this up in Luke 16. And this is verse 19. Which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at the gate full of sores and desiring to be fed of the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. And it came to pass that the beggar died. The rich man also has buried up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Now, this rich man was in a different domain. He was in a different place now. So he was no longer, the things that he thought he had came to an end. The value he put on himself as prestige or that had this such charisma, whatever it was, it had came to an end. But now he found himself in a different place. Lazarus also in a different place. And in this manner, this rich ruler began to change. The scripture goes to say that Abraham says, I received thy good things, and thou art tormented. There is a great goal. They which pass to you cannot, neither they cannot pass to us. Verse 27, then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, testify unto them, lest they are ministry. And if he goes to minister to his brothers, he saved. So he goes through a process of change necessary that when you change from one location to the next, when you plant a seed in the ground, if the sun is not shining where it needs to shine, that seed cannot grow, it'll be hindered. But when you change its location, when you change its grounds, it'll go the full process. This young changed, but it was too late. When his change came, it was already time over. And young people, I want to encourage you, this is now. It's not when you get to the other side. It's not next year. It's not 10 years from now. It is time. Lord has called. This rich ruler lifted up his eyes in hell and did not realize, regardless of the change he experienced, it was a void. Now, I want you to realize Lazarus didn't change in his nature. He just changed dwelling place. He was still Lazarus. And I want to say it has a reward for your obedience. Because Lazarus was now in a place where he was not in torment, but he was in a place where he had. Now, we want to read looking at the unseen here. The prophet says in prayer, taking care of is not all the reason God put him on the earth. Because what he does with this physical being amounts to very little. It's his soul what counts. It's the inward man that did come from the earth. It come from heaven. And that's the eternal part of the human being. And it was around a table discussion with what was one of the most important things? Was the girl to find a boy with the curly hair? or the boy, the girl with the pretty blue brown eyes. Did that make the difference? It seemed like that would be the great thing to a teenager, but that isn't the greatest thing. The greatest thing is find your great mind in this hour. It's to find who your God is. The reality of this age is that God has sent a prophet to restore your word. Praise God. Now, I want to add here, we all have a significant of. In Isaiah 53, verse says, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried away our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten, wounded for our transgressions, iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his strife. So we already were desiring for. So I want to encourage you this morning. The change is going to happen. And when it happens, are you going to be changed from glory to glory? Or are you going to be changed? You want to be changed from glory to victory. From truth to truth. Is that right? Not from confusion to confusion, but from vindication to revelation that we are seeking for this morning. Praise the Lord. The prophet of God says here, in the message, the exposition of the church, he is going to give to the overcome the stone of new name, which the owner only alone knows. Names changed to Abraham, Sarah. These names either brought about a change or were given because of a change. It was after Abram and Sarai had their names changed by the Lord that they were made. In Jacob's case, he had to overcome, and then he was called a prince. In the case of Simon and Saul, when they had received the Lord, their change came. And today, each one of us, true believers, has had a change in name. It's common to us all, but one day we will have a certainty, receive a new name. It could well be that name was our true and original name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. From the foundation of the world, he knows the name, but we do not. One day at his good praise God. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. It says, be any consolation in Christ. If any comfort of if any fellow bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like mine, being of one who strife, or let each esteem other better than themselves. Look, man of mine be temptation, and upon him the form of a servant, and was bound in the fashion of man, death. So highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name. Praise the Lord. In church, if you haven't gone through the process of change, so that big cross, stand to our feet. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you this morning, God, for your eternal presence. Lord Jesus, you are the only one, Father, that is worthy of our praise, that is worthy of our lives. And Father, this morning, Lord, you've given us a thought, Lord, to be changed, O God. In your word, Lord, we shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye, in a moment, Father. Lord, you says in your word, God, the bride hath made herself ready. So, Lord Jesus, may we, Father, find ourselves, Lord, trimming our lamps, O Lord. Get a place of consecration, O God. That the world's pollution, Lord, oh God, would have a barrier, Lord, just like there was a barrier between Lazarus and the rich ruler, oh Father. Lord, I pray that, God, you would bless our young people. Speak situation, Lord. I was once told that this message has everything that we have need of. So God, may you, Lord, reveal to them, Father, that in every phase of life, trust in God. And God, I pray that you will be their anchor. That you'll be the one, Father, Lord. And God, we know the enemy is raging. But Lord, you promised you would raise up a standard against him. Holiness, Lord. May they be a standard of purity, Father. And God, I pray that you'll strengthen each of our brothers this morning, Lord. May we all draw closer to you, Father. And God, if there's something we need to help us to lay it aside, patience, the race that is set before us. Lord, we thank you this morning for us, calling us out of this dark world. Lord, we praise you this morning. We give you the glory and we give you the honor. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Aren't you grateful for the message that you heard this morning? Amen. Aren't you grateful for Brother Jerry? Man, I guess you may, Brother Jerry lost a nephew early. No doubt he was preaching with a heavy heart, but he got himself out of the way that the Lord can use him. So we want to pray for Brother Jerry now before we go into this song. Almighty God, we thank you, Lord, for your servant and our brother, Lord. Father, what a message that he delivered, not only just to the young, but to the middle age and the age, Lord Jesus. Father, it had to be hard, Lord. I remember when Brother Troy was going through and labored through his hurt when he lost his mother. Now we see Brother Jerry when losing a nephew, Lord, getting himself out of the way, standing faithfully behind the sacred desk to do your will, O God. Father, your word has not gone out in vain, Lord, in hearts, Lord, that believe. And Father, we're so grateful for the change, Lord, that happened in Brother Jared's life, and we can all look back and see where you changed our lives, Father. And there's no way we want to go back, Lord. We're so grateful this morning for the grace that you have provided him, that you have provided us. Father, as we sing your praises with this song, Lord, we just ask Almighty God, just receive our prayer offered unto you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed. Oh, here, say free, deliver. I found joy and peace. Say grace and favor. Oh, and right now, today, I've been changed. Say I've been changed, and I won't ask. So we say, go back. I can't go to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. Won't I go back? I go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed all my shame, my guilt. Oh, for my shame, no fear, my past is over. So right now, I've been changed. Hey, I've been changed, and I have waited this moment to come, and I won't let it pass. I can't go back, no. It used to be before your presence came. So bad.
no, no. The way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. Never going back. I am never going back to the way it was. Say I no, no, never. Before your presence came and changed me, don't go back to the way. Before your presence came and changed me, oh, say I'm never going back. No, I am never going back. No, I am never going to the way. No, never, no, never say I am. No, I am never going back. Say I won't go back. Oh, no. To the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me.
The Lord doesn't start something unless he can finish it, something to that nature. But in reality, God doesn't. The work is already done. And this little scripture came to mind. Moreover, whom he did predestined, justified. Whom he justified, them he also glorified. That's all in past tense. The work was already done before you ever came to the earth. Amen. Knew you would be standing in a state in a glory. So he had already made preparations and sealed you with the Holy Ghost. We thank the Lord. Let's bow our heads one more time. Father, that we receive this day, Lord, may it continue to transform our lives. Father, as we prepare to leave this place, Lord, be with us all. Keep us that we may fulfill your glorious and precious will. Father, we ask that you bring our pastor and the saints home safely, Lord, from the trip. God has been a blessing to all. We thank you again for last weekend. But Father, there's more. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for every people now. And may you we water the word continue through the week. And bring us as we give you the praise on in James, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated, and our brethren will come and dismiss you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let everybody know if you leave the bathroom, it's really flooded in there pretty good, from what I understand. So if you have to go, just be really careful you don't slip. Hopefully it's not raining next week. We'll look into it. We'll let the custodians know. And if it can, the bathroom. So just be careful.